North Carolina Bowl Week is back in swing today with ECU taking on Coastal Carolina in the Birmingham Bowl. Tomorrow we got two games, Duke in the Military Bowl, UNC in the Holiday Bowl, if they play that one this year. And then on Friday we've got State versus Maryland in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. So it is North Carolina Bowl Week. Here to talk about the upcoming game in Birmingham tonight. You can hear him on the call on 94.3 The Game for the pre- and post-game. And you can hear him calling all kinds of things across the state of North Carolina on the ESPN family of networks. He is often the voice of the NCHSAA championships for various sports. And his star continues to rise. He's my good friend, Patrick Johnson. Follow him on Twitter at PmanOnAir. Patrick, what's going on, dude?
Hey, Hayes, Merry Christmas. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. Same to you. Let's start here.
Wait a minute. Permar, before you go any further, yes. When is the best team, the best program in the state playing their bowl game? Is it sometime after New Year's?
You guys.
I want to know when the best program in the state, Appalachian State, is playing their bowl game this year.
Here's the thing, and I'm not afraid to name names. I know what you're referencing. Andrew Carter at the News and Observer called App State the best program in the state, basing it on the number of like championships they win. Here's the thing about it. The Sports Channel 8 crew, guys that I'm friends with, they were kind of poking fun at it, right? And he responded, not in any untowards way, but was like, here, I'm going to defend myself. Then I'm like, everyone else is making fun of you. If you go Google, tweet search the phrase best program in the state, most of the times it will pop up sarcastically. Someone is poking fun at that choice. I knew what Andrew meant, even if I didn't necessarily totally agree. And he did Andrew should be a sports radio host, right? You're supposed to put a loud, possibly wrong opinion up there, back it up, but still have everybody else boo at you and hate you. Like, that's how sports media works, right?
Yeah. Hey, that's how the late, great, Carlton Tudor.
Yes.
Used to do it.
Just throw
in print.
Throw
I hated
it out there.
Dudes when I'd read his column. I hated him, but I loved him.
Yeah.
I hated him when I read his column.
Throw it out there. All right, let's start with the important stuff. Were you listening to the last segment?
No, I was not.
Perfect.
We're getting ready to go on the air.
No. Good. Perfect. I didn't want you to. So we're doing the most important thing. Can you name me a top 10 most purchased item from a North Carolina ABC store this year? I've got the stats. I know what number one is. Give me an alcohol that you think will be a most purchased in North Carolina.
Like a brand or
brand.
A type of alcohol?
Yep, brand.
Fireball.
Of course you'd say. The ECU guy would say Fireball. We'll give him the win. It is number 9 on the list. It's top 10. I challenged you. So well
hard
done.
Hard to find.
Yeah,
I get it usually when I go to the Working Man's Beach, Surf City. So there you go.
It's hard to find because it's very popular. All right, the most important thing to me in bowl games is which team cares more. Now, oftentimes after the game, teams will talk about how they didn't care or their fans will talk about they didn't care. But it's always helpful if you can know, beforehand who cares. A lot of times, coaching changes, transfer portal, guys sitting out, things of that nature can and obviously it being around the holidays, all those things can affect your focus. Where do you assess right now ECU to be in the focused and caring department?
I think caring greatly. I hope focused. I would think focused. Because, Hayes, this is the first time they've been on the field for a bowl game since 2014. Last year, the Military Bowl was another one of those that got canceled as BC had the COVID issues. With their program. So I think the motivation for ECU and the focus is most certainly there. I think the question will be maybe not motivation for Coastal, but it is a little bit of a unique situation because Grayson McCall, their quarterback, is in the portal, but he's playing in the game, but he's in the portal. And they've got an interim coach, and they've got a new head coach, but he's not coaching this game like Luke Fickell is for Wisconsin. And there's a lot of just upheaval and disarray. They've had some other guys in the portal. They're really banged up. ECU, one thing to watch in this, Hayes, is their starting center entered the portal and transferred to Illinois.
Okay.
So that's a big thing for any team that operates out of a shotgun. And that's Avery Jones, the UNC transfer from Havelock. So he's transferred to Illinois. And they're also without Ryan Jones, their tight end, who is a star for him, who's declared for the draft. So there you go. We'll see how all that plays out. See, I think that's more of a thing. I get what you're saying. But I think that's also got a lot to do with what may or may not happen in this game tonight.
Yeah, that's true. And that's interesting. First of all, I'd like to note, if the guy's from Havelock, he's always a player. If you're from Havelock, you got game. I don't want to square off against you. But secondly,
you're going to
Go ahead.
You're going to love this, by the way. So, you know, I do some of the ECU basketball games for ESPN Plus. They played High Point last Wednesday.
Yep.
And because the band is out because of the holiday break, they brought the Havelock Band to play during the basketball game. You'd have thought they were in the Rose Bowl.
Dude, that's amazing.
It was so awesome. You would have loved it. They had the full band. It took up a whole end zone. They had all the drums. They had the full regalia with the uniforms. They were on point. It was so awesome.
And there were three guys playing in that band that probably could have made the team for ECU or High Point right there, because athletes live in Havelock, baby. But hold on, I got to go to this. I'm fascinated.
Yeah.
I didn't know this because obviously I don't do a whole lot of research on Coastal Carolina football.
Sure.
They have a quarterback that's in the transfer portal but playing?
Grayson McCall, yeah, who is a really good quarterback, very skilled quarterback. He declared for the portal, but he said he's going to play in the game. Now, you might also have read this, Hayes. One of their backup quarterbacks, who I don't think would have played, but around the same time this came out, Bryce Carpenter got suspended. He's accused of slamming a female to the ground.
Yikes.
On the sidewalk outside of a bar down there. So it's really, I mean, when I just say, you know, their coach left for Liberty,
they've
got an interim coach who's calling defense, they got injuries, they also have all this other upheaval. And I just think, again, the motivation is going to be there because I think ECU's the brand name in this.
Sure.
How many times has that happened in a bowl game? You know, not ECU's always, I think, kind of better as the underdog in a lot of ways with edge and a chip on their shoulder.
Yep.
Coastal may have that in this one. We'll see.
Interesting. But that's like a new thing that we're going to get for the transfer portal. Like, guy says he's leaving, your first thought would be, well, get him out of here. We don't want him here. But, like, maybe for the good of the program, like, well, the program wants to show that we can be a place where quarterbacks, like, they're obviously looking for a quarterback, right? So they're trying to advertise what they could do. He gets one more game to advertise his skills before going in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
But it also just seems weird that, I mean, again, I know people treat it like adults where, these are business decisions and life decisions. And so he may still be great with his team and his coaches, and they're fine with it playing.
Yeah, you just don't know. I credit him for playing because there's a lot of players who, and it's all individual decision that I understand it. There's a lot of players who, if they want to go to the portal, they want to, you know, not risk injuring themselves. And look, half the quarterbacks in the ACC have pretty much entered the portal. I mean, it's just a new world. It really is a new, and credit to May at Carolina. I'm going to say something nice about the Tar Heels. Credit to him for staying at UNC because very easily could not have.
Yep.
And people would have understood why.
I heard he wanted to transfer to State, but he couldn't get in or something like that. I don't know. Maybe that's just a rumor. Probably not true. All right. Speaking of quarterbacks, the guy who is playing in his final game as quarterback for ECU, as far as I know, I don't think we can put him out there for the ninth season, but Holton Ahlers.
Right.
What's his legacy? I have a lot of respect for this guy. He went to ECU when he probably had offers to go other places. He's had a strong arm. He's been committed to the school. He stuck there through the transition. You mentioned it seemed like he was going to get a payoff of a bowl game last year, earned a bowl game, didn't even get to play in one. He's stuck through the team. But obviously, he will not be known as leading the team through its highest seasons, you know, the way the Jeff Blakes or others did when it was not only great quarterback play, but really fun, great winning seasons. What's the legacy of Holton Ahlers in his time there? When I know, again, he's dedicated to the program and he's been a long time stalwart, but what do fans see as his legacy?
You know, I think leading the program back to likely and hopefully a period where they will have great quarterbacks and great seasons in the future, because it was not an easy deal to commit to ECU when he did, when Scotty Montgomery was there, and go through those couple of seasons. And the first couple of seasons with Mike Houston, you're looking at the transition to a new regime, and you're looking at the COVID years in there as well. So, I mean, these were some pretty tough times for Holton Ahlers to go through. He's gone through them. And so it would be really fitting, in a way, if Holton Ahlers wins the game today, you know, to kind of ride off on the into the sunset as the guy who restored the football, or helped restore in a big way the football program to being a bowl contender, to being a team that in the new look American will hopefully be able to compete for championships and that sort of thing in the future. So We'll see. I think you're also going to see today Mason Garcia, the heralded backup quarterback, who's been in the wings waiting for 3 years.
Yep.
If you can imagine that. Speaking of guys that stuck it out, so we'll see some of that today, from what I understand. But I think Holton Ahlers' legacy, and very rightfully so, should be looked upon as very favorably by Pirate fans, because especially if they win this game, it's almost like it's a storybook end.
Yep.
To sort of leading things back. And I'll say this, he's been really hurt all year, Hayes. I mean, the shoulder in the NC State game, there's been some other injuries on his throwing hand. He's a lefty, you know, he played with a broken finger the last couple of weeks. So he really is kind of banged up, and hopefully the last month has allowed him time to heal up.
Winning the NC State game, I think, would have allowed him to be like, this is what I stuck it out for. That would have been awesome for him and the team. That didn't happen. Obviously, they played it, you know, fought them to the bitter end, and hopefully took something away from that. But like you said, it'd be really cool for them to get a win in the final bowl game, and for another, they stuck it out. I promise you, I mean this as a compliment, I hope that Holton Ahlers, you know, if he wants to explore playing whatever level of professional football and he's able to do so, great. I hope he can. If he wants to coach, great. I hope he can. But I mean this as a compliment. Somewhere down the road, doesn't it seem like he's destined to own a bar in Greenville?
Like, well, he's already got some, you know, he's got kind of a clothing business. I think he's going to be successful in whatever he does. And there's another kid today, Miles Berry,
okay,
who's on the defensive side, who stuck it out. And if you ever have visited with Miles Berry, or you ever watch him in an interview, hey, he will be running a company one day as a CEO. I mean, he's just that talented and has that much ability and intelligence. And the same thing for Holton. I think, Hayes, I mean, we've all been through tough things to varying degrees in our lives. And you know, for these young guys in their, you know, college career, a lot of character has been built. But I would invest in Holton Ahlers' bar if he wanted. I think you should too, Hayes. I think since you've come up with the idea, you and I can get a few points.
I just want to make it clear that I make that, because you can go both ways on this. I do not mean this as like, it's, that guy's just going to be the sad guy at his bar every day in Greenville. Like, I mean this in a good way. Like, I think he's just going to be
Harry Carey's in Chicago.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking. He's going to do other things, but then part of his, you know, empire, I think he's got to put
portfolio.
He's got to put a bar in Greenville.
He needs a little Permar in there, though. You and I should get points, Permar. We've spawned the idea here today.
I'll work the door. I'm not quite big. I'll back bar for points. That's what I could do. I could back bar, maybe DJ a little bit on karaoke night. Enjoy the game. And of course, the most important thing that ECU fans will be looking out for, it actually, I'll admit this, it almost tripped me up earlier in the show because I was saying Coastal, and that's a two-syllable thing before Carolina, and I almost turned East into a two-syllable thing. So I just know ECU fans are like, can we get through a bowl game with a random crew calling us without referring to us as Eastern North Carolina? So let's all pray that happens as well.
Hey, Hayes, I'm married to a Belhaven girl, and even though she says East, it's a two-syllable word. So, I mean, I totally understand that.
That's where I should have gone.
All right, happy new year, Hayes.
Yes, we'll see you on the ECU basketball broadcast the rest of the year. We'll be listening to you on the pre and post game today. Enjoy the game and enjoy the rest of what you got left of 2022. Thanks, man.
You too. See you, buddy.